Hare Krishna, last night I went to sleep really, really late this morning. And I wasn't going to do a podcast, but then this morning as I was preparing for puja, I was looking out the window and I saw such an exciting sight, I couldn't avoid it. I had to share the following with you. What was it that I saw? I saw a crow. When I was looking at it, I saw a crow. If anyone's been here, they see that we have some really big crows here. We have a flock of big black crows with gray wings. They're very, very intelligent, very large. And they live in a tree just up along the top tree line heading over to the next valley. And I was looking at it and I saw this crow was just flying back and forth over the road outside the window, and it caught my attention because I didn't know what he was doing. And then I started watching, and I saw that actually he had a walnut in his beak, and he was flying up about my height, which is about 7 meters high above the ground, flying up about my height here on the balcony. Not that I'm 7 meters high, but standing on the balcony, I am. And dropping it on the road, and then pecking at it to see that it had broken open, again flying up, again dropping it on the road. And I watched him do this about 10 times. And Partha Prabhu came along, so he flew off with his walnut. And it didn't look to me that he'd opened it. But it was so striking. I was really just struck by how does this animal know, number one, the walnut is ripe. Number two, that if he drops this walnut on the road, on the hard road, or at least it's not a cement road, but it's about as hard as he's going to get, it's going to break. And to have the conviction and determination that he does this, and there were another couple of crows sitting in the grass watching what he was doing, it was something just right out of Ishvara Krishna's nature, IQ. And it really struck me. I mean, it sounds ABC when you're listening to it, because it's the type of thing that you do in nature books. But when I saw it here live, it just was so obvious. Someone is telling this crow what to do. And he's acting on someone's instruction. And that someone is Super Soul. Krishna is in this crow's heart, and he's doing what he's told to do. It was really wonderful. It was a wonderful sight, very, very convincing sight. And the other side of it is that when evolutionists think, well, you know, his genes have evolved to that state that he's doing something like this by instinct, which means mindlessly without thinking about it, it's insanity. It just doesn't make sense. It's insanity. And insane people who say insane things. But the worst thing is when other people, sane people, listen to insane people, which means that they're also insane, or at least they go insane. So this idea of evolutionists that somehow or another this crow evolved like this, where was the point where he evolved from not listening to listening, or from doing and not doing? Was it the eventual thing that at first they tried to drop it on the grass, and when it didn't work there, then they dropped it on the road? No, straight it went there. Very striking. This was anti-evolution in motion. For me, it was the crow has kicked Darwin in the face. Thank you very much for my morning Bhagavatam class, Mr. Crow. Hare Krishna.